Now, it's time for Backseat Mogul with R. Scott Bolton. He talks about showbiz because showbiz won't talk about him.
Showbiz is a cruel and shallow money trench, a long plastic hallway where thieves and pimps run free and good men die like dogs for no good reason. There's also a bad side.
This is the Backseat Mogul Show live here on Rough Edge FM. I am R. Scott Bolton. I am the Backseat Mogul. And this is the show where we talk about show business, talk about movies, TV. We're going to focus on movies today. Movies is going to be our focus. But first, let me introduce Johnny D. Johnny D. sitting here today. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, Scotty. Good morning.
How you doing today?
Actually, no, not even going to think about it. I feel good.
All right. That's good. That's the answer we wanted to hear. I'm fine, thanks, is a good answer. Not, well, you know, my stomach hurts a little bit. I didn't get much sleep last night. And boy, those onions still stuck with me. That's too long.
Really?
I'm sorry, fine.
I'm sorry you feel so bad.
Thank you, is a good answer. So.
How are you?
You know, my stomach hurts. And no. The thing about Rough Edge Studios is that we have roughedge.com. Which started the whole thing. Actually, it was Rough Edge, the newspaper article that was in the Ventura County Reporter here. Mm-hmm. Then it became roughedge.com, the online thing. Since then, of course, we've got Rough Edge Studios, we got Rough Edge Radio, we got Rough Edge FM. So it's kind of hard to keep them all straight sometimes. So when I started to say Rough Edge, Rough Edge FM. Rough Edge FM being the station, Rough Edge Radio being the show, Rough Edge Studios being the studio where these things are recorded and broadcast.
So this is a Rough Edge show.
Moving on.
Before we move on, please, I have to interject.
Interject away.
Yes. Other shows that we do out of this studio, this, and of all the ones that I'm associated with, this is my favorite. It really is.
That's because I let you get away with more on this show than I do on other shows.
I get away with a lot on that other.
No, you don't. You think you do, but you don't. But this show, it's like, you know, whatever.
But this one.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Don't call me Shirley.
Exactly.
Speaking of movies, nice segue.
This is a fun show. Funk, who got us started on Arrow FM, got us started. Only the show we did was Rough Edge Radio, and of course the Burt Rosen Show, which is an entirely different show. But. I wanted to do an entertainment show, and so I pitched him the idea of the Backseat Mogul Show, and he liked it, and that's how we ended up being on the Backseat Mogul Show. So we've got that. We've got Friday Shot Day Show, of course, on Fridays. And the new show, Anime Something or Other, is up next, as a matter of fact. So stay tuned for that if you have any interest in anime or video games and the like. David's show is hosted by Devin Crow.
Now, before you go any farther with that
Again, before I go any farther. That's twice the show already.
Well, yeah. Hey, like you said, I get away with a lot more.
That's exactly my point. Because if Doug and Brad were here, would you get away with that?
Yeah, because they would join me.
No, see, that's what I mean when you think you're getting away with it. You're really not getting away with it. Anyway, go ahead.
Very interesting point. What exactly is anime?
Anime is a style of animation that you probably recognize if you saw it. It's typically Japanese animation, I believe, and Devin's the expert in this, not me. So it is a style of animation that tells more adult stories. In most cases, Pokemon is an example of anime, for example.
Yeah, but Pokemon wasn't adult. Well,
no, Pokemon ended up getting marketed towards children, and Devin's actually spoken about that. Mm. That wasn't the initial intention of Pokemon. So it's you got to look at it that way. It's more storyline wise, it's more intense storylines, that kind of thing. It's more adult oriented. Okay. Pokemon ended up not being that way. It ended up being marketed as this huge kids thing. And there's children's anime as well. It's just a style of animation.
Okay.
So now you know all about. If you would listen to Anime Something or Other, you'd know.
No, the reason why I bring that up is, you know how people are always throwing in abbreviations for things. One I really hate is when people refer to California as Cali. And they'll either say, hey, out in Cali, or when they write it, they'll just write Cali instead of Calif, C-A-L-A-I-F. I don't know, for some reason, Cali just irritates me.
Do you remember that conversation we had earlier this week about choosing your battles? Might be a good example of a battle that's not worth choosing.
Well, who started Cali?
Who started Frisco? Are you okay with Frisco?
San Francisco.
Are you okay with Frisco?
As long as the people in San Francisco are.
Okay, we're not going to have this conversation. We're not going off on that branch. Johnny's doing what he always does, takes the show, bends it like an iPhone, and sends it going a different direction. We're not going to do that today.
That's another show
that we might do. Today's show is our annual Thanksgiving show.
All right.
And every year at this time, we talk about the worst movies ever made. And this year, I came across a very interesting list from Empire Magazine. And this list is the 50 worst movies ever made. And there's some nice surprises in this list. And also, it's a British magazine, so you're getting the British people's more so than anybody else, being it's an online magazine as well. You're getting the British people's opinion of what the bad movies are versus what we may have dealt with in the past when we've done the other list that we've done on our Thanksgiving shows. So it's our Thanksgiving turkey show here on the Backseat Mogul Show.
Are we going to have any giblet gravy and stuffing with that? Oh, you said it's turkeys.
Bad movie turkey, not Thanksgiving dinner turkey.
Oh, well, okay. Moving on. That's helping you out.
You just ate sausage. How can you want turkey now?
Because it wasn't sausage. Turkey sausage. Turkey sausage is good.
Moving on before we go off on another tangent here. The 50 worst movies of all time, according to readers of Empire Magazine. So this isn't Empire Magazine choosing these movies. This is their readers. And as I said, it's a very interesting list. There's a couple movies on here I haven't heard of. There's a couple of movies that you're not so going to be surprised about. A couple you'll really be surprised about. And there's a few that's like, yeah, well, we all know that. So starting off with this one's going to shock Johnny because I have a hunch he really liked this movie. Number 50 worst movie of all time, Spider-Man 3.
Okay, was that still
Tobey Maguire?
Tobey Maguire.
With Venom. Topher Grace as Venom.
Oh, yeah.
Sandman was the villain.
Yeah, I did. I liked it.
See, I knew you were going to say that. 50 worst movie of all time. And I can see where they're coming from because Venom in the comic books is a classic villain. He's a great, evil, monstrous villain. And they were so desperate, somebody, probably the studio, probably some mogul who didn't come to the Backseat Mogul first for advice, said, we have to get Venom in there. He's very popular. So they forced him into the movie with a shoehorn, and it didn't quite work.
Also, wasn't Topher Grace really popular back then? Because of that 70s show?
Maybe. I don't know that he's popular enough to be inserted into a Spider-Man movie based on that alone. Topher Grace is actually a pretty decent actor.
Yeah, so he is. I don't want to take anything away from him.
There was nothing wrong with
really
him, his portrayal. The problem was that they just forced the character into a movie that was already overloaded with villains.
Yeah.
And he was in there for 30 seconds and died. Stupid. Number 49 on the worst list of all time, according to Empire Magazine. Johnny, you don't have to write these down. I already got them. You don't have to worry about a list today. Because I got it.
But I started.
Yeah, crumple it up, throw it away, pay attention to the show.
I can't do my little cartoon to you.
Thank God.
No.
John thinks he works for Mad Magazine every time he does the list of what's in the show. There's a little cartoon there somewhere. Draw the cartoon at the end of the show. You'll have time, and you'll have anime experts here to judge it.
Ooh.
Number 49, everybody knows that this is one of the worst movies ever made, and that movie is Showgirls.
I've only seen excerpts, trailers, and yeah, I'll go with that.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
That should have been top of the list.
Well,
think about that.
Number 49, and we got 48 more to go. That tells you how bad the rest of these movies are. Number 48, I have not seen. I have heard about. It's stars some major league talent, including Warren Beatty. The movie was Town and Country.
I don't remember that. I don't remember the title, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, Town and Country was a comedy drama that starred Warren Beatty and others. I don't have the list here in front of me. And again, according to Empire Magazine readers, number 48 worth film.
Doesn't say a little expert on what it was about?
Not really.
I'll have to look that up.
Why? Now you know not to.
Because now I'm curious.
Now you know not to.
I like Warren Beatty.
Okay, then you need to look up this next film, too, because I know you haven't seen this. The number 47th worst movie of all time is Soul Plane, starring Snoop Dogg.
Nope, I've not seen that one. Oh, wait, I've heard of that one.
I was going to say, you must have heard of that one.
Yeah, I've heard of that one, and
this was billed as the urban take on Airplane, but it was apparently not funny and rather insulting in many ways. And Soul Plane, the number 47 worst movie of all time.
I'm not a big Snoop Dogg fan, but I did like his portrayal of
Huggy Bear.
And
he was perfect. There was nobody else in the world who could have taken that part other than the original guy in that Starsky and Hutch movie. He was perfect casting.
I was not a bit, I did not care for the movie itself, but I did like his portrayal.
It was a stupid movie, but I liked it for that reason. I was watching that movie in the theater with my wife, and we're watching the screen, and there's Owen Wilson, there's Ben Stiller, and there's Snoop Dogg on the screen. I leaned over to my wife and I said, "Isn't it funny that the guy in the middle is the richest guy on the screen?" It was kind of funny. Number 46, worst film of all time, Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck.
I understand, but I did like it.
You liked Howard the Duck?
Yeah, I did. And maybe it's because of the female.
Leah Thompson?
Leah Thompson.
You know,
I was going to say Tompkins.
Howard the Duck's Thompson. A really bad movie. Yeah. I mean, there's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
And they recently had in one of the Avenger, which movie was it?
Oh, it was the most recent one, The Galaxy.
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy. At the end of the Guardians of the Galaxy, there's a little brief Howard the Duck clip.
Yeah, after the credits.
Right, and they got the geek world buzzing because they were saying, wait, is there going to be a new Howard the Duck movie? Might be. Now they have the technology to do it better than that horrible costume they had back in the day. So Howard the Duck may be returning, maybe not. Number 45 on the worst films of all time
list.
Is that
with a bullet? Get 45 caliber.
You know, you may not be getting away with anything on this show either if you keep that up. Blade Trinity, the third Blade movie. It was pretty bad. I don't know if I would put it on the top 50 worst films of all time, but it was pretty bad.
Is that the one where...
the virus, they were infecting them with the virus.
Or the female...
You can call her a woman, John. It's not like it's a dog. You can
say, a vampire. Okay, the woman...
Okay, female vampire. That's true. Good
sounds
point.
Better.
Okay.
Is that the one where she crumbles to dust in his arms?
That's like everyone. So I don't know which.
Well, it was
but
kind of.
It's the one
like
where
love interest.
Ryan Reynolds was in it. The virus.
I thought he was in two of them.
No, the vampire virus was trying to.
And Clay Morrow was in it. Okay, not Clay Morrow. Hellboy was in it. No, okay, not Hellboy.
Moving on.
Ron Perlman, wasn't he in that one?
I don't remember. It's not up to me to sit here and answer your questions until you remember the movie. It is up to me to tell the audience the 50 worst movies of all time.
I did really like the
very
first Blade.
It's not a game show. The next answer is. No, it's not that. The first two Blades are awesome. The first Blade is one of my favorite movies ever. Ever.
I give you that one. One of Wesley Snipes' better movies.
Yeah, and Wesley Snipes was one of the reasons that the movies got so bad, because he got such a big ego that apparently he was a real jerk on the set. Don't know that's true, just what I've heard. Number 46, worst movie of all time, is The Matrix Revolutions. Now, The Matrix trilogy are a very popular film series. The first film, far and away, the best. Mm-hmm. They got progressively worse. The second one was, and the third one was terrible. So.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember seeing the other two.
You know, the beauty of the Matrix movies is that if you like the first ones, you can endure the next two, even though they're not... First of all, you don't have the surprise element anymore. You're not watching something fresh and original. You're watching something, a world that you're now familiar with. That makes it a little more difficult. Mm-hmm. Plus, the budgets got real big, the scripts got dumber, and it just wasn't the same. But again, like the Blade series, the first Matrix movie, wow, stunning. From that point on down, and according to this list, at least, from the British... readers of Empire Magazine, Matrix Revolutions, the 46th worst film of all time.
Okay.
You approve that?
Oh, I don't remember seeing the second two.
That's how bad they were.
The second two?
That's correct.
Okay. I'll go. Okay.
That's probably not correct. The second two film. I guess it could be. At number 43, a movie I did not... Number 44 was Matrix Revolutions. Number 43 is Year One. I did not see that, but it was a Jack Black caveman movie.
I don't think I saw that one
either. Howard Ramis directed it. Looked really bad. Did not see it, but according to Empire readers, 43 worst film of all time. Number 42 worst film of all time, Parting Shots.
Another I remember one. The title.
Parting Shots was a film about somebody who was dying of cancer and decided to destroy everybody who ever annoyed him in his life. Sounds like an interesting concept, but apparently, according to the readers of Empire Magazine, not well carried off. Interesting thing, director, screenwriter Michael Winner was behind that, and Michael Winner has done a lot of, I think he was the director of, it's coming to me, Death Wish.
Ooh, I remember the Death Wish series.
Well, of course you do. I mean, this is Charles Bronson, what,
Charles
made nine
Bronson.
Of them?
Oh, yeah, man. He was, Charles Bronson was killer.
Charles Bronson was one of a kind. I can't think of anybody that is like him in today's film world. My son's a big Charles Bronson fan. How did that happen?
You know, he did
It's one of his favorite movies ever. I mean, he loves this movie. He bought the soundtrack. He bought the DVD. It's Death Wish 3. Why? I don't know. It's not that great. But he loves that movie.
Well, you got to tell him that on Hulu, Hulu.com, there is a very early TV series starring Charles Bronson. It was black and white. He plays a photographer. I've seen a couple episodes. I really liked it.
Photo-ish?
I can't remember what the title of the series was.
Nobody's surprised at that these days, John. You can't remember.
Google Charles Bronson TV series.
Photos.
Photographer. It could have been snapshot, or it could have been photography. I don't know.
Could have been all kinds of things.
But it's something that takes place, I think it took place in the late 50s, maybe early 60s. It's black and white TV series. Obviously short-lived, but the episodes I saw, it's very good. And I also remember him doing TV westerns, guest shots.
See how far off we got from what our topic is there? You just run off.
It's well,
like,
you sh- you
John, meant, it's like you take you, the baton and go, ah, it's my baton, ah, runs off in a different direction.
It's your fault.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, you're right, I could turn off your microphone.
Well, you asked me to join you on the show, so yeah, it's your fault.
Nice try. I could also ask you to leave the show.
Yeah, you could.
Number 41 is a movie that I think you like. I know that our friend Havasu Keith loves this movie, even though
another one you're going to say.
What is it?
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing with Hugh Jackman. Boy, that movie was rotten.
I liked it.
How could anybody like that terrible movie?
Because I viewed it as the comedy that it was.
The comedy it wasn't meant to be.
But it was the comedy that it was.
Van Helsing with Hugh Jackman, the number 41st worst film of all time, according to Readers of Empire magazine. Number 40, we're going to stop here and take a break. After this, we'll listen to our featured artist of the week, Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Was that the one with Richard Pryor?
No, that was Superman 3, The Quest for Ridiculousness. The Quest for Peace was when Superman wanted to stop all the nuclear missiles in the world.
Yeah, he took them all to the sun.
Did he? I didn't see it.
Yeah.
40th worst movie of all time.
Yeah, but still the best Superman. Reeves. George Reeves? Reeves.
One
of the Reeves.
Very, very best Superman of all time, and John's got two names down, and both names are wrong.
Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve.
Well, I had to write the last
name. No, you
name.
Didn't. You said Reeves. It's Reeve with no S.
Yeah, but it's
so there's not everything you said right there was wrong, just so you know.
Okay, but from everything the TV series, it was George Reeve or George Reeves?
Reeves. He was Reeves.
Okay, and Christopher Reeve, George Reeves. But it's amazing that their last names were very similar.
It is amazing. That's one of the things that I have wrestled with my entire life. I've puzzled over, how could that be possible? Okay, we're moving
were
on.
Were they related?
Yeah, they were related, but the guy said, you know, I don't want people to know we're related, so I'm going to add an S to my end of my name. This is Siren Fresco, our featured artist of the week. This track is called Broken Figments, and I'll tell you a little bit about them when we return here on the Backseat Mobile Show, Rough Edge FM.
Fears and see the world below. Hey, this is Sire.
And Fresco.
And we're proud to be PodSafe artists.
This is the Backseat Mogul Show live here on Rough Edge FM, and this is our annual turkey show. We're doing talking about the 50 worst movies of all time, according to Empire Magazine this time out. Something that's not a turkey, though, is our featured artist of the week. That was the married couple Sire and Fresco, and that was their song Broken Fragments. Let me tell you a little bit about Sire and Fresco. From their bio, having just released their debut EP, Sire and Fresco bring a rock edge now to the table. With some heavy drum performances, embellished with lush guitars and sweeping synths, it's the sound of raw songs in their truest form, a sound growing around the world, particularly for those less excited about mainstream-produced pop, but still maintaining some sweet vocal lines to thread it all together. Admittedly still finding their feet, and for the remainder of this year, Sire and Fresco report a couple of fresh new singles on the way to help listeners balance their rock edge with their melodic folk appeal. It's truly an exciting time for one of the freshest, musically capable and talented duos to ever come out of Australia. And I don't know if you heard that little blurb there about their being PodSafe artists, obviously from Australia. You can check them out at sireandfresco.com. That is Sire, S-Y-R-E, and Fresco, F-R-E-S-K-O.com. And we got some more music coming up from Sire and Fresco in this next hour here. Moving on to our next top 30 now. Worst films of all time. Actually, it's top 40 because we're starting with number 39. Dungeons & Dragons. They worked a long time to bring the Dungeons & Dragons movie to the big screen based on the very popular video game. And guess what? Movie not so good.
Were you involved in Dungeons & Dragons clubs?
I never played those games. I never got into any of those games, Magic, The Gathering, or anything. No, I've never
well,
never
Well, this had is before video Dungeons
& Dragons. I am well aware of what Dungeons & Dragons is.
My brother James was very
I remember
into
that
it
as well, yes. Yeah. A lot of people were. That's why they wanted to do a Dungeons & Dragons movie. Unfortunately, didn't do so well. Number 38 in the list, Son of the Mask. Now, there was the original Jim Carrey, the Mask, and this was, what's his name, Jamie Kennedy, on the took over the role of the Mask. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was.
It was awful, mainly because they had to put that stupid baby in there. This movie, okay, I get why it's on the list. I don't get why it's so high on the list, because it looks great. It just was a mess when it came to the screenplay department, and that was Max Payne. Did you ever see Max Payne? Also, it's based on a video game.
Now, is that with Wahlberg?
That's Mark Wahlberg, yeah.
Yeah, I did like it, but I didn't like it.
You can see why it's on the list.
Yeah.
Because it's a fun movie, but it's way over the top, but it looked great. Had a great look to it. Max Payne, number 37 on the list. Number 36, Johnny's probably going to disagree with this one because I think this was a dragon movie. Aragorn. You don't remember Aragorn?
Yeah, I do. I can't remember if I saw it.
Yeah, see, a lot of these you don't remember you saw, probably because they're so bad.
Who was in it?
Somebody. CGI dragons.
There was a movie I saw with a talking dragon.
Here we go, off on another tangent.
And the dragon's voice was Sean Connery.
Yeah, that's not it.
Okay.
That was Dragon Fall, Dragon Quest, Dragons R Us.
That's good. I like that.
Number 35, worst film of all time, and this is the first film on the list, I think, from director Uwe Boll. You remember renting the Uwe Boll film and being insulted by it? We talked about that in the show a while ago. Many years ago, you rented a movie and you talked about how horrible it was. And it was when you told me.
There's been a couple movies that were like really.
Well, this was Uwe Boll, and I'm maybe saying the man's name wrong, but he's not. He's famous for being a bad director. And the funny thing is, he's only got two films on this list.
Is that famous or infamous?
Infamous, really. This is House of the Dead is the movie that's on this number 35 on the worst films of all time list.
Is he the one that did that really horrible movie with
probably
Ellen Muth from she played the dead kid?
I don't know, John. I need more information. Again, it's not a quiz show.
She dies, the space station blows up, and she gets hit in the head with a toilet seat, and she dies. And her spirit comes back as a reaper. Ellen Muth was the actress.
I don't remember
and she
that.
Did this horrible, horrible movie. After she did that TV series, I mean, she was good in the series, but this movie was, God, it was awful. It's one of those, yeah, I popped it out of the the
player.
Yeah. Well, that's how bad it was. I couldn't remember.
All right. Well, House of the Dead is number 35 on our list here, and that's the first film on the list from director Uwe Boll.
Was that the animated one?
I don't know.
Okay.
No. Number 34 on the list, I Know Who Killed Me, starring Lindsay Lohan. And I don't know that movie at all.
I remember the title, but I did not see it.
Number 33 on the list, we've got Ultraviolet with Mia Jovovich in it. Now, I love me some Mia Jovovich.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I know that the Resident Evil films, of which there are none on this list, by the way, are trashy action-adventure. I love them all. I can watch them over and over again. They are just as ridiculous as it gets. But Mia is actually a pretty kick-ass action-adventure hero.
Yeah, she is.
Ultraviolet was one of her big budget action adventure movies, but according to this list here, the film is astonishingly bad. I've never seen Ultraviolet. I remember wanting to see it, but I never got around to it. I should put that on my Netflix list, even though I shouldn't put it on my Netflix list because it's here on the top 50 worst films of all time list. Number 32. Oh, this one's big. This one's big. After the success of The Dark Knight, Frank Miller, the comic book artist, became even more popular than he was already. They wanted him to do a film. So they hired him and they produced a film based on his comic book, The Spirit. Did you see The Spirit, Johnny?
Yeah, I think I did.
Samuel L. Jackson was in it. It is one of the most gorgeous looking movies ever made, but it is atrociously horrible. I remember that Frank Miller had a appearance at a convention, and he was so proud to be bringing footage of his upcoming movie, The Spirit, to show the audience. He showed the audience the clips. They laughed derisively, and I don't know what he was thinking. It was a bizarre mix of bad comedy and campy action, and it just didn't work. You wanted it to work so bad, didn't come close to working. But that's The Spirit, number 32 on the worst list of all time.
Isn't Frank Miller the one that did the skiing movies and the surfing movies?
No,
Frank, that's Warren Miller.
Yeah, Frank.
You know, John, related.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Miller is a very common name.
Well, yeah, they milled wheat.
Number 31 on the list, we have the Steve Martin film, The Pink Panther 2. Now, I have to admit, I enjoyed the first Pink Panther movie with Steve Martin. I thought it was funny. The second one just didn't work. It didn't click. Again, does it deserve to be in this worst 50 worst films of all time list? According to the readers of Empire Magazine, it does. But here it is, number 31 worst film of all time. Number 30 on the list is funny because this is where you start to see what these Empire readers dislike. They don't like stupid comedies. And by stupid comedies, I mean movies like number 30 here, Scary Movie. Now, Scary Movie is not a good movie by any stretch of the imagination. It's got some funny segments in it, but it's not a good movie by any stretch. That being said, what have they got, 9 of them now?
Something like that.
So people are going to see them. It's interesting that I don't think that these, and there's a lot more of these type of comedies coming up on the list, you'll see. I don't know if they would make it on the 50 worst list if it was mostly American readers. But there's a bunch of them to come here on this list from the readers of Empire Magazine in Great Britain. So Scary Movie number 30 on the worst films of all time list. Let's move on. We'll go to the top 20 here, and then we'll take another break. At number 29, and I think you like this movie a lot, Southland Tales.
Yes, I did. And that's the movie that I decided, Justin Timberlake is a good actor.
According to this, Southland Tales is so bad at number 29 is because it doesn't make any sense. No matter how many times you watch it, it makes no sense. Is that true?
Yeah. It's kind of a futurist type thing, but...
A futurist? What do you mean by that?
Well, when you've got all these people flying around in like a Zeppelin.
In Southland Tales?
Southland Tales.
I thought it was a cop story.
It is. When I say future, I mean, it's like current day, but it has... You have this giant Zeppelin flying around. People are in it partying. And then down in the ground, or on the surface of the planet, on Earth, in the, I would say, probably L.A., Malibu area. You've got Justin Timberlake, who is in a tank.
Wow. I have a completely different idea
about
that movie.
You got to see this movie.
It's, I don't know. Number 29 worst movie of all time.
Watch the movie. I mean, it's got Dwayne Johnson in it.
I do like Dwayne Johnson, so maybe I'll pick that up. And I do like Justin Timberlake, so maybe I'll take a look at it.
But that's the movie I go, whoa, I got to start looking at this guy in a different light. Justin Timberlake.
You mean like a shadier or brighter white? What kind of light are you talking about? Never mind.
I changed my opinion of
I him. Understood what you meant. I was just being, okay. I was trying to be funny, and it turned out being like you. Number 28, worst film of all time on the list, The Sweetest Thing, with Cameron Diaz, Thomas Jane, Christina Applegate, and Selma Blair. Again, there's a good cast. It's kind of bland and kind of lifeless. Number 28, worst film of all time. According to the readers of Empire Magazine, it is. Number 27, the worst of all time, Street Fighter, with Jean-Claude Van Damme. That breaks my heart a little bit because Stephen E. D'Souza wrote it, and he was one of my favorite writers of those kind of pictures. I haven't seen that. I wasn't a big Jean-Claude Van Damme fan until recently. It's funny how his struggling to stay an actor of his caliber have made me like him more.
Wasn't that also the last movie that Raul Julia did?
I don't know.
He played the
he was a bad guy in that, right?
Yeah, the head bad guy.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But it was another movie based on a video game.
Yes, indeed. That's absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. Number 26, we have Glitter, the Mariah Carey's first movie. And according to all counts, that movie is on the list because Mariah Carey was so bad in it. She has since proved that she can act.
Yeah.
In Precious. She was excellent in Precious. That movie, she was not very good, and they said that mainly because of her terrible performance, that movie is on this list.
Shouldn't that movie be up towards the top end?
Well, wait till you see what's coming up next, because maybe not.
Now, on this list, it's the 50 top?
50 worst films of all time.
Okay. 50 being the not so bad, and number one being really bad?
We're working our way to the top.
Okay, so I understand why it's where it's at.
I guess when I'm counting down, yeah, that is number one is the worst film of all time.
Okay.
We'll get there shortly. Number 25 on the list, and I know there's a lot of people who are going to disagree with me, but I think this film solidly belongs on the list, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Because there hadn't been a good Transformer movie yet, and that was probably one of the worst.
That's the last one. No, Age of Extinction was the last one.
I don't even care, because they're all terrible. All terrible. Michael Bay movie. You know, I guess if you want to watch it for the special effects, okay. But how these movies are making $1 billion at the box office, I have no freaking clue.
Well, a lot of when the Transformers cartoons first came out, it appealed to little kids. A lot of those little kids who their parents bought them the Transformer toys and all that, they've grown up and they're going to see the movies,
but the Transformer movies are dumber than the cartoon series.
I hear you.
I don't get it. Anyway, doesn't matter. Again, they don't care about me. They care about the people who are buying the tickets. Empire readers, though, 25th worst film of all time. Number 24. Yeah, we all agree. Speed 2. Let's just move on. Terrible movie. Number 23.
Yeah, but it still had. Was she in both of them? Wasn't she?
Yeah,
she was in both of them. Sandra Bullock.
Number 23, this movie is one of the... I would put this movie way up higher. Freddy Got Fingered, written and directed, I believe, and starring, of course, Tom Green.
Yeah.
That movie has no reason to exist.
Tom Green has no reason to exist.
That's just mean, John. You don't know. He might be a nice guy.
He might be, but okay, let me rephrase that. Tom Green's comedy, if that's what you want to call it, has no reason to
exist.
Exactly,
if that's what you want to call it, because I don't get it. I don't know how he ever got as far as he did, still working today, and Freddy Got Fingered is absolutely horrendously bad. Number 22 is the movie I always go to when people ask me what movie's the worst. That's right, Jaws the Revenge.
3D!
When a shark's going after the Brody family because it wants revenge, you know, that's not the 3D one.
Yeah.
That's not the 3D one. That was Jaws 3D. This is Jaws Revenge, the fifth one.
Maybe they should have changed the title like they did with Star Wars.
Jaws, Please Don't Watch It is what they should have called it. Number 21, I think, is the movie we were talking about earlier, the Uwe Boll film that you had that you hated so much, Alone in the Dark. I think that was it. And that's the number 21st
Does that
worst film
Ellen
of all time. No.
She was the movie that I'm thinking, I can't think of the title. She was the only recognizable name.
Okay, this is Tara Reid, who's the star of this one.
Oh, well, so, that says a lot right there.
Number 20.
Or not enough.
See, we're getting into some really bad movies. Number 20, Swept Away, directed by Guy Ritchie, starring Madonna. Atrociously bad movie.
Never saw it.
I loved Guy Ritchie.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of Madonna, but I've always admired her. So I thought, can this movie be as bad as they say it is? I finally rented it. I finally watched it. I said, yeah, it's as bad as they say it is. And it's the only bad film that Guy Ritchie's made. What does that tell you?
Were they still married then?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why.
That movie is, I think, why they separated, because he got away from her and his movies got good again.
Mm-hmm.
Number 19 on the list, Gigli, with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Never saw it.
You don't need to see it. It is absolutely and utterly atrocious, not to mention vulgar to the point of wanting to turn it off.
And when a movie is vulgar for no reason, they're both good actors.
They are, without question. Not in this particular thing. It was absolutely horrible. Number 18, another movie you may like, and I don't think that, well, the movie's Dreamcatcher, based on the Stephen King book, directed by Lawrence Kasdan, written by William Goldman. Right there, you've got Hollywood gold.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Kasdan, major director. What was the movie he did that was so popular?
Oh, the Western?
No, he directed one of the Star Wars movies, but the Western, Silverado. He did Silverado, mm-hmm. but the big...
Excellent movie. The Big Chill.
Big Chill. Thank you very much. Big Chill. William Goldman, arguably one of the greatest screenwriters and novelists in history. Marathon Man,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that, magic. Got together, directed this movie based on a book by Stephen King. Terrible movie. Now, the problem, I think, is that the book is really two sections, and they tried to cram it all into one. Didn't work at all. It was just atrocious. And it's unfortunate because Stephen King's books make great movies.
Yeah.
And that was the bad one there.
And my favorite, Stand By Me.
Great Stephen King story.
Based on a novella.
Great Rob Reiner movie, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Number 17 on the list. Yeah, this movie, we're not even going to talk a lot about it, but it was the Wayan Brothers' White Chicks. Terrible movie, and it was awful. I'm sorry, what?
I thought we were going to break at 20.
Good thing you said that. We'll come back with the top 17 movies of all time, worst movies of all time here. But this is Gonna See Miracles with Sire and Fresco, and we'll be back here on the Backseat Mogul Show, Rough Edge FM. I'm worried about the 9 o'clock coming up and anime or something or other starting.
From the eagle's eye, a lonely man thought missing. Cross from the bar on a box, the sky he swears is spinning. Sheriff by the crowd, a mother by her baby. Words appear as light, but burn like fire.
Hey, this is Sia.
And Fresco.
And you can find us online at www.siaandfresco.com.
This is the Backseat Mobile Show live here on Rough Edge FM. I am R. Scott Bolton. Johnny D sitting over there. We're talking about the 50 worst movies of all time. I got a little ahead of myself there, so we're in the top 17 now with White Chicks, which is a terrible movie, as we all know. Number 16 is probably the worst movie of all time. Oh, by the way, that was our featured artist of the week. Again, that was Sire and Fresco, and you can check them out at sireandfresco.com. That's S-Y-R-E and Fresco, F-R-E-S-K-O.com. When it comes to bad movies, this is the bad movie that everybody loves the most, without question. They love it so much that there was actually a film made about the director of the movie.
Oh.
And the film, of course, is Plan 9 from Outer Space. And when it comes to bad movies, this is the one to watch. If you haven't seen Plan 9 from Outer Space, please do your favor and rent it because it is worth everything. It is just, it's worth it for two reasons. One is that it is a horrible, funny movie, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's also funny what you said.
What'd I say?
Please do your a favor.
Really, John? It's not that funny.
You left out self.
Shut up.
Hey, it was funny.
If I sat here and picked apart everything you said that wasn't right, there'd be no other rest of the show.
It was still funny.
It's not that funny.
Yeah.
Plan 9 from Outer Space, rent the movie, It's good for two reasons. One, it's so bad, it's hysterically funny. There are scenes that go from day to nighttime and back over and over again. There are set pieces that the actors bump into and almost fall over. There are lines that are blown that are left in the movie anyway. That kind of stuff is all in there.
And the most memorable line from that movie is, I know I'm going to mess it up.
Yeah, that's that memorable. Yeah.
Earth people are stupid.
You Earth people are stupid. Stupid, stupid. Hey, watch your mouth, buddy. Yeah, classic stuff. But the other reason to watch the movie is because Ed Wood, who later got a film based on about him starring Johnny Depp, loved movies so much, wanted to make movies so badly, that he made that movie, he finished that movie, he got that movie released. His love of movies, despite the fact that he wasn't very good at it, is you could feel it. And that means a lot. And so that's the second reason to watch the number 16th worst movie of all time.
I got a third reason to watch it. It was Bela Lugosi's last movie.
Yeah, but it really wasn't, because all the footage that they used for Plan 9 from Outer Space had been shot earlier. Mm-hmm. They just inserted it into the movie to make it work. So,
because he died during the film.
That's absolutely true. As a matter of fact, that's another very funny part of the movie. Mm-hmm. Bela Lugosi's character was a vampire, I suppose, but he had died in the middle of filming it. So they used Ed Wood's dentist to take his place, and you'll always know it's Ed Wood's dentist because he's got his hand over the bottom of his mouth like a vampire would, so you can't recognize it. It's not Bela Lugosi. Great stuff from that movie. Number 15th worst movie of all time, Catwoman with Halle Berry.
It was bad, but
the costume
Halle
was
Berry
worth,
and yes. It's worth watching.
Now, here's where we get to those comedies I was telling you about earlier. Number 14, worst movie of all time, Disaster Movie. A send-up of all the disaster movies. It's just a series of bad jokes, one after the other. And they're terrible, terrible movies. But people go to see them, and they keep making more of them. So, number 14th, worst of all time, Disaster Movie. This is the one I've been waiting for, because I have told John over and over how bad this movie is. And he keeps telling me over and over how great he thinks the movie is. Number 13th, worst movie of all time, The Avengers, with Uma Thurman and Ralph Fiennes.
I like that movie. Listen, I grew up watching the TV series.
So did I, and that's why I hate that movie.
But it had Uma Thurman.
That doesn't make it a good movie. It may make it a watchable movie. Don't make it a good movie. It had Sean Connery.
And an invisible Patrick McGee.
I'm just telling you, it was a terrible movie. And here the readers of Empire Magazine are backing me up. Number 13th worst movie of all time, The Avengers.
But an invisible Patrick McGee.
It was McNee. McGee is the prisoner. McNee is the Avenger.
And Patrick McNee was in the original, all three different incarnations of the TV series, The Avengers.
Well, Diana Riggs in...
She was in the second incarnation.
And she's in Game of Thrones.
And
you didn't know that, did you?
Yes, I did.
Don't pretend you did.
Yes, I did. She's that matriarch.
Which one? I don't answer because I can't keep them straight either. Number 12th worst film of all time deserves to be in the list. Eddie Murphy's... No, not the space movie. What was that called?
Pluto Nash.
Pluto Nash.
Which was a good movie.
Well, I don't want to go that far, but I enjoyed Pluto Nash. This is Norbit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Norbit
was
awful.
Yeah.
Number 11 on the list is another one of those movies we were talking about, those comedies, Meet the Spartans. Like, send up of all the Gladiator movies.
Yeah.
Not worth watching. Number 10 is a movie I've heard about, but not a lot. It's a movie that, I guess, was filmed and released and faded away. And then, because of its strangeness, got into the midnight circuit. It's a movie called The Room. And again, I don't know that much about it, but if you go online and read about it, you'll see how it's a really terrible movie that's developed this strange cult following to the point that the filmmakers, I believe, are actually showing up at some of these events and talking to people about the movie and how bad it is, what have you. So The Room is the number 10th worst in the list. We're the top 10 right now. Make a note. Put a pin in it. 10th worst movie of all time is The Room.
That's number 8 on this list. I got a dot.
Number 10 on the list.
But it's number 8 on my list. Of my notes.
Oh, okay. I was trying to clarify. Number 9th worst film of all time, Highlander 2, The Quickening.
I liked all the Highlander movies, and I also liked the Highlander TV series.
I enjoyed the first Highlander movie. I don't remember the second one, and it's filmed by one of my, what's the word for it? One of those things you like that you know you shouldn't like. I can't remember the phrase for that, but it's one of those things. Russell McCulhey is one of my favorite directors for that kind of stuff. And I didn't see The Quickening, so I don't know if it's any good or not. But I also think Christopher Lambert. I think he's awesome.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in a big movie coming up here soon. He's in the new George Clooney movie, I think.
Sweet.
Christopher Lambert. So big stuff happening for them. But I didn't see The Quickening, or I don't remember it, which could be bad too. Mm-hmm. I liked the first one with the Queen music and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. Number 8. This is another movie that I know John likes that is, I'm sorry, John, it is atrociously bad. And that is The Happening. The movie about
M. Night Shyamalan.
The killer vegetation.
Earth fights back. Mother Nature. Remember the commercial? Don't mess with Mother Nature.
I really want M. Night Shyamalan to make another great movie. I'm pulling for him. Mm-hmm. But The Happening wasn't it. It was just boring and atrocious. And, you know, any movie where the people are they're holing up in a house, peering outside, afraid that the grass might rustle toward them. It's not terrifying. Somebody get a lawnmower.
Wait till it happens to you.
Oh, man.
But I got to tell you, I just read something the other day. He's got another movie that he's working on or it's getting ready to come out.
Every time I hope and pray that he'd go back to his old school style. But so far, he has disappointed us all.
My two favorite movies by him is Sixth Sense, which was probably the first one I ever saw.
It was, I promise you, yeah.
And the one he did with Mel Gibson.
Signs. Yeah, also Unbreakable. Very good movie as well. Did you see Unbreakable? Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes, I did.
Also good movie.
I didn't realize that was him. I don't know why
now,
I didn't realize.
Now
or
you know.
I had forgotten.
Number 7 on the list, we're going to skip right by because I've never heard of it, Sex Lives of the Potato Men. probably a popular film.
It was all MASH.
Again, these are the opinions of readers of Empire Magazine. Number 6 on the list, everybody's favorite Western, Heaven's Gate.
You know, I still have not seen that. It's a Civil War drama.
You need to see it because it's an interesting film. It's not good. He took so many...
Turns?
No, he took so many...
Avenues?
He did things that he didn't have to do. He did things just because he wanted to. There's one scene that lasts about 5 minutes. It's a guy playing a banjo. That's all it is. Guy playing the banjo for 5 minutes.
Was it Cimino or Cimino?
That's Michael Cimino, I'm going to say.
Michael Cimino.
But you got to see it anyway because it's interesting. If you watch it, it holds your attention and it's got really bad parts in it, but it's interesting anyway.
It was. I remember the critics saying it was one of the most expensive flops.
It was. It absolutely was. It was a hugely expensive movie. It was a movie I believe he made after The Deer Hunter.
Which was a great movie.
It was. And Heaven's Gate... Audacious, but a little overdone. Number 5 on the list, another one of those movies about the broad comedies, epic movie. You know what that was about. Number 4 on the list, a movie that I love to tell you folks, because of my history in Hollywood, is one of the worst movies of all time. According to readers of Empire magazine, the number four worst movie of all time. Not just the past 5 years, of all time. Raise the Titanic. Those of you who know my history with the Clive Cussler films and et cetera know why I'm so happy that Raise the Titanic is on the list.
Yeah.
Number three in the list, the Mike Myers comedy that I only saw the trailers. They looked funny to me. I heard the movie was terrible. The Love Guru.
Yeah. I did not want to watch the movie. I'm a big Mike Myers fan, but...
It looked kind of funny to me.
The trailers just did not grab me.
Well, the trailers apparently are as good as the movie gets. Number two worst film of all time, another one that John actually likes, Battlefield Earth.
I did like that.
It was
so atrociously horrible, but to the point where, yeah, I liked it.
It's a really awful movie. And the number one worst movie of all time. You want to take a guess there, Johnny? According to readers of Empire magazine, the number one worst movie of all time is?
I would like to say Body of Evidence, but apparently it's not on this list.
Didn't make that list.
Oh, that was so bad.
Yes.
Is it that recently released Western that should be on this list?
No. What's that?
The one with...
let's move on. If you don't...
The guy from Family Guy.
Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't see that.
Oh, well, apparently...
You didn't see it either.
Apparently, from what I understand, is good stuff is what you see in a trailer.
That might be. But no, that's not it either. The number one worst movie of all time is... Batman and Robin with George Clooney. Please, John, don't say you liked it, because everybody here will never listen to the show again if anybody admits they liked that steaming pile of crap.
Wow, I like George Clooney.
George Clooney blames himself for that movie. He shouldn't. George Clooney was a fine Batman.
And I did like
the screenwriters and the director, though, should be taken out and beaten with locks and bags.
Yeah.
Terrible movie. All right, that's it for this year's Thanksgiving show. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed our 50 worst turkeys of all time, according to the list, the readers of Empire magazine. We won't be back next week, but we'll be back the following week with a new show. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, everybody. And we're going to close out with one more track by our featured artist of the week. This, once again, is Sire and Fresco. This track is called Ruth.
But I have to say, remember, turkey does not taste like chicken.
You didn't have to say that.
Well...
I remember a little bright light on the hill, shining out to the world, even now shining still. It would never shine brighter than when the storms would come. You were my friend, best friend that I loved. These old hands as I shake, barely able to write. What's the point, the nurse says, so she turns off the light. Ooh, I keep writing and writing your memory, my only pill. Soon I will join you at the top of the hill. What could be worse than this? Waking without your kiss, when I should be by your side all the day long. And with every kiss you gave, a little of me you saved. Oh, Ruth, I'll see you soon when I'm gone.
There's a light down below I can still see from here. Be still as I whisper, I love you, my dear.
Could be worse than these, waking without your kiss, and I should be by your side all the day long, and with every kiss you gave, a little of me you'd say, oh Ruth, I'll see you soon when I'm gone. I'm gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Without your kiss, when I should be by your side all the day long, and with every kiss you gave, a little of me you'd say, oh Ruth, I'll see you soon. When I'm gone.
This has been a Rough Edge Studios production.